feel for the team?
Yeah, I think I'm a bit disappointed at the ground in the T20s, you know. But still a lot of positives, you know. I felt Sheldon Patrick came into this ODI leg of the tour and he did really well for us with the ball. You know, Shane Thomas, you know, I think most of the ballers stuck their hands up. Carlos came back into the squad and did an excellent job. Obviously, Mahim was a bit inconsistent in terms of our T20 performances, but, you know, again, we were robust. Chris Gill, you know, he's been outstanding for us in this last ODI series in the region. And, you know, it's really good to see a guy like him finish on the head.
Score was 11 tonight.
Yeah,
we just weren't good enough. We didn't adjust to the wicket. I felt it was a bit too paced. And I felt England bowled a really hard length and asked us to hit them off of their lengths. And you know, we just didn't adjust to what the wicket threw at us. And you know, we didn't really play well.
It's kind of twice in 48 hours, isn't it? So it's a bit, the batting's kind of fallen apart a bit. Last two games?
Not falling apart, man. I still feel the batsmen are pretty confident. You know, we just didn't really play the surface as well as we'd like. You know, I'm not too disheartened by the performance. You know, obviously disappointed to be quote unquote rolled over in two games, but overall, I just think the guys, you know, had a pretty good ODI leg of this series, and there's a lot to build on.
Because the 50 over stuff went a lot better, and it's the World Cup year. Do you just really dial in and focus on that stuff and sort of brush these a little bit to the side?
Yeah, we don't want to push it to the side, but we obviously kept our ODI squad to play the T20s just to keep the competition guys together for a little longer. And you know, we just probably adjusted the T20 format. We had our plans pretty much nailed down for the ODIs, and I felt we played a really good ODI series. Still a lot of improvement to be had, and fielding is obviously one of our key points to really touch upon going into England. And you know, obviously we just need to be a little bit tighter at the top, you know, to build a few more partnerships and dig a little deeper up front.
Overall, winning the test, drawing the ODI and a loss here, would you have taken that at the start of the series?
Yeah, definitely. The test series was exceptional. The ODI series was equally as good. You know, we probably let ourselves down, arguably, in the ODI series, but England still played some very good cricket as well. The T20 series just wasn't ours, to be fair. We were outplayed. Overall, I'm pretty pleased.
With the World Cup obviously being such a major focus, what's your assessment of where England are as an opposition? Because you've managed to hold them here 2-2. Everyone's talking about them as maybe being one of, if not the favourites. How do you see that?
I can't really see a race in England, to be fair. You know, they're a pretty good one this side, you know. But I mean, if I look at our performances, yeah, we were pretty pleased with them, and we are still down at number 8 or 9, so we just need to improve on that. I think there are lots of points to be had in the World Cup. You know, we've got a series before the World Cup in Ireland, so hopefully we can gather some momentum going into the World Cup and, you know, gather some more points in the World Cup.
Cool.